Hello, and welcome to another edition of the Regarding ID podcast. I'm Gina Jordan. How'd you like a more creative way to unlock your smartphone or other touchscreen devices? If curly cues and squiggly lines strike your fancy, they may soon be an alternative to your usual password. A study headed by researchers at Rutgers University found that freeform shapes are more secure than standard passcodes, and they're surprisingly easy to remember. The study set out to determine whether user-generated freeform gestures on a touchscreen could be an alternative to the methods commonly used for authentication on mobile devices.
And it turned out that, yes, they do work very well and are also resistant to attacks. Other known methods are vulnerable to, so for example, they're resistant to shoulder surfing attacks.
Janne Lindquist is an assistant professor of electrical and computer engineering at Rutgers. He helped lead the password project. The team included 8 authors and featured collaborators from Max Planck Institute for Informatics and the University of Helsinki.
One of the interesting things here is that we called our participants only to that generate something that they think is secure, that something that they think that others couldn't guess. And we didn't tell them how many fingers should they use, that they can choose it on their own.
About half of the 63 participants chose to create gestures using one finger, and the other half decided to use multiple fingers. In both cases, it took just a few tries for the users to be able to generate their chosen gesture in about 2 seconds.
So this means that the method is quite fast. The other thing here is that the single finger gestures ended up being, on average, much more secure than multi-finger one. And the reason for that is that people, because we didn't give them any instruction how you should use multiple fingers, people tended to overestimate what use would be multi-finger. So they would might have created, or they did create, a kind of simple gestures just using multiple fingers, and that doesn't add much security. We also found that the duration of the gesture doesn't predict how secure it is. So, for example, the highest scoring gesture took about 5 seconds, but also two of the worst gestures took 5 seconds as well. So, generally, people would perform very well by just using 2 seconds on it.
The study also showed that users tended to create signature-type patterns, and those ended up being very secure.
We also had a shoulder surfing attack trial there, which means that we asked one person to create low or mid-level security gestures, and then we videotaped them, and then we asked our attackers to look at the video, and they wouldn't be able to repeat it well enough so that they could get access. So this means that method is very resistant to shoulder surfing attacks. And finally, well, there's lots and lots more results, but one interesting thing was that we asked people to come to our lab at least after 10 days, and there was variation when they came to the lab again from 10 or 40 days, and it turned out that didn't affect how well they remembered their gestures, so that was interesting too.
Lindquist says pretty much any device with a touchscreen can accommodate the squiggly password. Researchers experimented with an Android tablet and smartphone. Lindquist imagines this system being put to use in many ways, like gaining entry into buildings. He says this new method may be superior to currently available methods that have vulnerabilities, like shoulder surfing attacks.
Lots of pure biometric systems like fingerprints have vulnerabilities as well. So, for example, the iPhone system was shown to be hacked in about 2 days with German hackers with a really known method. I think they used gelatin or something to copy fingerprint from touchscreen. So it really well looks like this kind of gesture method is, first of all, fast, can be really secure, easy to repeat for people, and not vulnerable for these known attacks.
Lindquist says the freeform method could be used with, or as an alternative to, biometrics.
One problem with biometrics is that some of them can be equivalent, such as your fingerprints. Maybe your iris cannot be, or maybe it can be. The other problem with biometrics, there is lots of databases being taken. So, for example, again, with the example of a fingerprint, it might be possible to be stolen from these databases and abused. But with this gesture device, you can generate lots of different kind of passwords. So you are not vulnerable. So, for example, my former daycare used fingerprint scanning, but instead you could generate this kind of gesture password, and you wouldn't have your fingerprint image in their database.
For now, users will continue typing in a passcode or connecting dots to gain access. But there's more studying to come. Lindquist wants to figure out how to instruct users to generate secure and memorable gestures. In the meantime, the team is looking at potential opportunities to get their system into the marketplace. Thank you for joining us for this edition of the Regarding ID podcast.